What do you know about Ion Dragoumis?
Well, Dragoumis is supposed to be all under the Greeks' territory. I mean, Macedonians. Anybody live under the Greek Macedonian, their society, they can go in there. I wasn't there because we have our own private. That's like a international, another way.
I see. It's Pan-Macedonian.
Pan-Macedonian dilemma. It's the name. To Pan-Macedonia, there is a
society. Ion Dragoumis is in 1925. Pan-Macedoniki is now.
That's a new.
I want then.
Then, well, there are those people there. Dragoumis, a matter of fact, was the first guy who was... what's the name of that first guy? There was few change. You know the, what do you call him, that's Louis Dimitrov. His uncle,
Papa George.
Alexander Papa George. Yeah. He's a member, in special, Louis' mother, sister, that she is.
Mm-hmm.
She can tell you the date, because she's very, what do you call him, patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
The woman. Her sister,
mm-hmm.
You see. So she knows, she can there give you the date, mm-hmm. of that society. They're not in our society, because our it's a town village society undertaking.
Right.
And now our undertaking society was very powerful, because we've been too many. They're all powerful. Matter of fact. Our is registered to Athens to the royalty. They know our society, Andartiko.
Who knows?
In Athens, in Greece.
Oh yes.
They know our. They didn't know Dragoumis. But Dragoumis, he come after. But who help more than different things than what Dragoumis did? Now I shouldn't say that here. Anyway. Because Dragoumis, I don't know. I wasn't in that society, but I could be, because this is doesn't matter anybody, they could be in that scene. But I didn't bother. I said, I got enough of our society, see. And then when I see our society, what's gone, and I quit.
You were president before the war or after the war?
Before this?
Before the war.
Sure. I was president. And they want me not to, they don't want to vote to get me out.
This is before 1939, eh?
Oh, yes.
You were president.
Oh, yes. Yes. They want me to be president there yet. Because I was working for nothing. I mean, I put my everything to produce, to show something, you know. And when the other gangs, they get in, and they start eating what was in it, and make a picnic, make a dance night, you know, Columbus, Orange Hall was in Queen Street there. I used to pack. I used to go and spray things all over, advertisement. And we have the best music, you know. All at any nationality music. And everybody come. I had even Ukrainian people, Polish, to dance. Because I, you know, was one of the biggest picnic. You can talk to anybody. Matter of fact, maybe
I would
his father, Louis, probably got those pictures, those picnics.
Oh yeah, he had. Louis has. But do you have anything? Flyers?
No,
anything
no, my friend. I just told you I quit everything. And a matter of fact, some of them they went against me because I told them off. I don't hide. I says, if there are cleftus, I says you are liar, crooks,
mm-hmm.
and I tell them off. And they don't like me. They thought I should go and follow. Doesn't matter what side. I gotta go another way. Blind. What I see, I don't see. No. Mm-hmm. If I see anything wrong, I tell them off. That's me.
What about? Do you remember in 1941 something called the Greek War Relief Fund?
Mm. Well, I do, but I can't tell you exactly. I don't remember everything. No.
But you remember.
Because I was a busy man. I was a busy man with the business, you know. Oh, yes, I hear all different things, sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I cannot say anything because I'm not correct, eh? I'm out to tell you what I know.
What do you know about the vice consul, Martin? Remember him?
Well, he was a good man. That's all I can say.
But what did he do?
I didn't see anything wrong.
What did he do?
Well, he was a man strictly consul for the Greeks people. You know, for people under the Greeks' rules.
And what was his responsibility?
He was a consul. Responsibility for anything wrong is he's supposed to know, or somebody know to file. Then he have to be corrected. I mean, you know, if anybody go against their country, against Greece, something.
But he was
that's
English.
Why he's a representative. Doesn't matter. He was the representative for Greece. He was paid by Greece. Mm-hmm. That's why he can't be a consul if you don't get paid for it to work for the country. Eh?
That's right.
If you go, if you're a teacher, you want to get paid. So he's consul. He was gotta get what's supposed to be for him. Because he's representing Greece. So that's all I can say. He was a good man, honest man. I mean, we didn't hear nothing wrong.
No, I didn't
mean,
say
he's a retired man. It's he was doing the duty till he get tired. Eh?
Okay.
I don't know if he's living or dead now. He was pretty old man then.
He's pretty old. I think he's over. He's dead now.